Today's Daf Masech is Yoma Daf Mem Dalet in the Gemara's analysis of our Mishnah on Amud Aleph. We have a powerful teaching about the atoning potential, the potential of kapara, of the ketoras, of the incense offering. Rabbi Chanina quotes a pasuk from Parshas Korach, Perek Yud Zayin, Sefer Bamidbar, Vayikach Aaron, Kesher Dibar Moshe. Aaron took Hashmosha had commanded him, Vayarat Zal Tocha Kahal, he ran into the center of the community, of the area where the nation was. Vehine hechel hanegef. There was a plague that had begun, that had set in. Ba'am, vayitenes ektores, vayechaper la'am. Aaron offered the incense, offered the ktores, and he atoned for the nation. Picture the scene. The day after the rebellion, the uprising of Korach and his 250 followers, the nation accuses Moshe and Aaron of causing a mass murder, a mass casualty, and Hashem brings a plague to punish the nation and begins to sweep through the camp. Moshe speedily calls on Aaron. He says, run, 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 go, offer a ktoret sacrifice. It's the method of stopping the plague from continuing to spread. So Rabbi Chanina Nar Gamar brings this part of the story to prove the effectiveness of the ktoros. Danatan de Rabbi Yishmael, al ma ktoros mechaperes, what does the ktoros come to atone for? Al lashon hara, on the speech, evil speech that comes out of our mouths. Yavo davar shebechashai v'yichaper al maaseh chashai. That which is brought into a hidden place, of course referring to the ketoret that goes inside of the Holy of Holies, inside the Kodesh Kodashim, it's going to atone for maaseh chashai, that which is done in a hidden place. Lashon hara usually is done behind someone's back, not in front of the person, away from the scene of the impact of it. Rashi on the spot here says that the proof, of course, comes from Parshas Korach. The proof of this idea. The people had spoken Lashon Hara when they said, Atem Amitem Ezam Hashem, you, Moshe, and you're the ones who caused the death of the nation of God. Says Rashi, V'stam Lashon Hara B'chashayhu. Generally, we assume Lashon Hara is done in a private place. Comes a Chavetz Chaim, Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Chelek Beis Perachaf, and asks, what is the proof? Wasn't the Lashon Hara of the Jewish people done in public? Our Gemara is talking about something that's done in private. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ein Echinami. This would therefore be the reason that Aaron had to bring the Ketoret in a public view. Private Ketoret wouldn't have been enough. Chavetz Chaim also notes the severity of Lashon Hara can be learned from this event. The Kohen Gadol, once a year, Echad B'Shana, he goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, he goes into the Holy of Holies, the holiest place on earth, to atone for one sin of so many we could have thought of. Ayechaper al davar chabechashai, shabechashai. That's the sin of evil speech. We should be familiar with the passage we make in Birkas HaTorah, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. This comes from the Tosefta and Peah. The Tosefta and Peah also has a list that's a negative list. Which mitzvah, which negative mitzvah is Keneged Kulam? Which goes against all of them? Talmud Torah is Keneged all of the positive mitzvahs. Lashon Hara, Keneged Kulam. Lashon Hara is the mitzvah lotus, the negative mitzvah that goes outweighs all of the negative mitzvah in the Torah. The Daf al Daf brings from Rabbi Yosef Engel, the root of all sins is a riot in Lashon Hara. Is sexual morality and evil speech. The Gemara Bava Basra, Kuf Samachay, quotes, Ruben Begezel Miutin Barayas Kulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Majority of people stumble in areas of theft, even small. A minority stumble in the areas of immorality. And everyone stumbles in the dust of Lashon Hara. Even something that's not Lashon Hara explicitly, but something that approaches Hashem. Yom Kippur, we get kapar for all of these. Gemara says later on, Samach Zayin Ralph, that the Sir Lazazel was mechaper on Uza v'Azael, which was a story of a riot. Rashi brings at the end of Parshas Bereishis. So Gezel is mentioned explicitly in the Tefillah Ne'ilah. We say, Laman Nechta Me'oshek Yadeinu. Oshek being theft. And Lashon Hara from the Ketoras. So the message is hard to hear, but we can't miss it. The Kohen Gadol has one opportunity a year to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. His avoda there is fixing our speech. We shouldn't have to wait until that day. Every moment of our lives, we can elevate our speech.